Mm-hmm. And that's your father's, father's mother's
name was. See, my middle name is Martin. My real name, I've told you Buddy Green because I always call go by Buddy Green. But my real name is Ernest Martin.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the language now. Which language did you grow up speaking?
You know, if you were to ask, I think I grew up speaking both of them, really.
Uh-huh.
But if you ask me if I learned Spanish or English first, I don't know. I think my mother would know. Now, down here we have maids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all the maids are speak Spanish. They don't speak English at all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I grew up speaking Spanish first.
Mm-hmm.
And then English, because I know my kids both, my kids spoke Spanish before they spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the maids, you know, we'd go out and everything, the maids don't understand English, so they have to talk Spanish to them, and the maids spent a lot of time with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way they could tell the maids what they wanted was to speak Spanish, so I would imagine, that's why I imagine that I spoke Spanish before I spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody down here has maids.
Mm-hmm.
And all the maids, none of them know English. They know a little bit, like say okay or yes or no, but
mm-hmm.
they don't know any English at all. So I would say most of the kids around here probably learn how to speak Spanish before they learn how to speak English.
Mm-hmm. Which language did your parents grow up
speaking? Both, and then...
Both of your parents grew up bilingual?
Yeah. So...
What about your grandparents?
My grandmother probably grew up speaking English and French, and my father probably spoke Italian. I don't know any Italian at all, but I know they spoke Italian at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But to my kids, yeah, I'll speak English and Spanish, mostly English.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my mother and father spoke both, but yet. I don't know, it gets to be a habit. To certain people, you just speak English, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like to my wife, I'll just speak English. I won't speak Spanish to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And to my kids, I'll just speak... I don't know, it gets to be a habit. I don't know why. And I hardly say anything in Spanish to them. Even though I know they understand me if I was to talk Spanish to them.
Mm-hmm.
And to certain people, you'll do is even though they know English and Spanish, sometimes you'll stick to one language. Now, why, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That is... I've thought about that, but... I've tried to make myself speak English, I mean Spanish to the kids,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard for me to, you know, I speak English to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And very seldom will we speak Spanish, even though we all know Spanish. Now we'll speak Spanish to the maid and everything, they speak Spanish to the maid, but to each other we'll mostly speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I don't know. When
What's
we go.
The language you were telling me about, the
Tex-Mex?
Uh-huh.
That's English and Spanish, and we'll talk. If there's a sentence that has 20 words or whatever, maybe we'll say 5 words, 15 words in English and 5 words in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very common thing here in Laredo.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will speak English and Spanish. You can express yourself better in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
with certain words. Spanish has a lot more meaning to it. Let's go back. Even in love, you can express yourself better in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
Than you can in English. So what we end up talking is Tex-Mex. We'll talk, and if you ever go with the group here, you'll hear them talking English and Spanish, and
mm-hmm.
they do it unconsciously. They don't know, you know, we don't know we're doing it. In fact, my boy told me he was having trouble in college because that when he couldn't find words to express himself in English, that he was start the conversation in Spanish, and well, he's up in close to the Oklahoma border, and people don't know Spanish up there, so they say, what are you talking about, you know, and he said, oh, I forgot, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he found himself doing this unconsciously, and so most of us will speak English and Spanish, I mean, and we'll
mm-hmm.
combine it both, which they call Tex-Mex,
mm-hmm.
and we do it without thinking about it. I mean, it just comes, you know, I mean, we don't think in English and a lot of people say, well, do you think in Spanish or do you think in English?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, when I'm thinking, I'm just talking, and I guess I'm thinking in English or I'm thinking in Spanish. I really don't know, but then I'll stick somewhere in Spanish and say, well, did you think Spanish then? I said, well, no. you know, certain things get to be a habit. It's a reaction that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to pin it down, you know. What I'm thinking, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.